Welcome, everyone, to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. And we are so glad you're joining us today, and it's going to be a mighty wonderful 2 hours here talking about the wonderful things that God is doing in our lives, explaining some scripture and teaching you some concepts. You know, great music, contemporary Christian music, that's what we always feature, great stuff. And I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister, and along with me today is one of our radio team members, Nan Watson. How are you, Nan?
Oh, I'm doing great. How you doing, Pastor?
Good. So good to see you here. And we'll be joined a little later by Cindy Logan up in Indiana, one of our team members also. And we just hope today's show is a real blessing to so many people, Nan. It's such a joy to be able to be on the air. This is the first show of our 9th year. We completed 8 years last Sunday, which is pretty exciting. And so today is the first show of the 9th year.
Cool.
Pretty cool. And we are grateful to be on this station. And we are not just on this station, which is Tantalk 1340. AM, we are .com and also 1340 AM, but we are also on the Starcom Media now, and that has affiliates around the globe, across the United States and in several countries, 400 plus affiliates. And so welcome to any of you that are listening today to Living the Good Life. We are excited about what God is doing, and we are excited about this show. I don't know about you, Nan, but I look forward to this show every single week to be able to share God's word and his principles for victorious Christian living. That's what we're all about, practical Christian living, aren't we?
Yes. I get all excited, you know, when I'm on. I get excited when I'm just here and not on.
Right.
You know, and,
it is. It's fun.
Something
isn't
to really
it?
Look forward to, and we enjoy it so much. And in the midst of our own human enjoyment of it, it's really cool to see the anointing of the Spirit of the Lord on the show every Sunday, and lives are being changed as a direct result of this ministry. And that's really exciting.
Oh, that's what it's all about. We're not doing this for any other reason than to glorify God,
right,
and to push his kingdom forward. And so with that intent, we give this preparation every week. We give it time. We worship God during the week. We plan for the shows. We plan the music. But it is so cool the way God leads, Nan, over and over again as the show progresses, because there's no script. We just have a general idea with scripture of where we're going, and that we just allow God to just use us in the way he wants to. And I don't know about you, but to me, that is the best way to do this type of a show, is just allow God's Holy Spirit to work through us and in us to give an amazing, amazing show week after week.
It is. I mean, that is so important about this particular show, because we do allow the Lord to move.
Amen.
We
yes,
do allow
we do.
Him to lead and guide.
Yes,
and,
we
you
do.
You know, it's like it comes out just perfectly. I mean, the songs, you know, you select the songs and you feel like this is where we're supposed to go. But all, you know, it's like
we
the
never
Lord
know.
Brings the content of our discussions is right in line with each song as it's played. That is not planned. That
That's
is
not
God.
Planned.
That is
there's
God.
No way it's not. There's just no way it could be planned. And so welcome, audience, because we're going to have an exciting time for the next 2 hours, seeing what God has to say to us. And whether you're on the Tantalk Network or whether or not you're on the Starcom Media Network, there's just so many now affiliates, and we welcome every one of you today to the show. We're in a series. We started it last Sunday called Fired Up with Purpose, and it's all about realizing that God does have a purpose for you. When we started the show Now 8 years ago, we based it on Jeremiah 29:11-14, which we brought up last Sunday also, and where God says to Jeremiah, "For I know the plans I have for you, the plans to bless you and prosper you and to give you a future and a hope," you know. And that's what where we're going, where we're coming from in this show, that we want to get on board with God's plan for each of our individual lives and for our families and for, you know, our significant others and our children and our grandchildren, of which I have many of. And I mean children and grandchildren. Anyway, we're just, it's such a blessing to know that God's got a plan for every one of us.
It is. And what is so cool about the radio show also, God has the individual plan for every individual who's listening.
Right.
And they, many times, each one will they'll have a certain particular scripture or a certain particular song or a certain series of statements and sharing that is the rhema word. And I know you'll explain it, you know, for them.
Exactly.
You know, exactly what they need. So you have all these people listening and they're all being blessed and God is bringing certain parts to them to see,
right,
and they're applying it to their lives and God is changing their lives. God is blessing them. Like you just said, he has a plan and he blesses those people.
Amen.
As he does us. I'm blessed every time I'm on the show.
Oh, absolutely. Me too. I just walk away from here just excited to be able to do this ministry. We're going to start right now with a song by the group Sidewalk Prophets. And it's a great song, and I think it'll really minister to every one of you out there. The title of it is You Love Me Anyway.
The question was raised as my conscience fell, a silly little lie. It didn't mean much, but it lingers still in the corners of my mind. Still you call me to walk on the edge of this world, to spread my dreams and fly. But the future's so far, my heart is so frail, I think I'd rather stay inside. But you you love me anyway. I am the nail in your wrist, but you love me anyway. I am Judas Iscariot, but you love me anyway. See, now I am the man who yelled out from the crowd, but you love me anyway. Oh God, how you love me.
Praise God. He loves us anyway, no matter what it is we're going through, no matter what mistakes we have made, no matter what times of anxiety or lack of trusting in God, he loves us anyway, no matter what is going on in our lives. Nan, do you have a poem in there in the studio? Nan's in the studio. I'm in the control room here running the board, and so I got to look through the glass and see. I think you do.
I do.
All right.
I love you, precious child. Please know that I do. I'm interested in all that you encounter. I am traveling with you. Many a time you don't understand how I can love you with all you've done. I am your loving God Almighty. I love you because of my son. He exhibited his love for you, and I love you through his act. He gave his life for you, for your salvation. He went to bat. I love you. Always remember that. You will make it through what you face. I love you. Always remember that. You are covered by my special grace.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's cool. Ooh, I tell you what, we love the way God allows Nan to write these poems right on the spot. It doesn't always happen during a show, but it does a lot, and a lot more frequently lately. And this is really God's prophetic word coming through Nan in the form of a poem. And so hopefully that just touched your heart. And it reminded us of how much God really does love us. Let's go to Psalm 16, and we're going to start with a couple verses there before we get back to the book of 2 Timothy. And so in Psalms, it's about in the middle of your Bible, looking about verse 5. The Lord really talked to me about these verses a few days ago, and I want to share this with you. Psalm 16, starting with verse 5, and I'm reading out of the NIV translation. Lord, you have assigned me my portion and my cup. You have made my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. So important, guys, that we realize that God's got a plan for us and we have an inheritance from him. And looking at verse 6 or verse 7 of Psalm 16, I will praise the Lord. I want you to say that with me right now, wherever you are. I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure. The next verse, verse 10, is really a prophecy about Jesus. So let's skip down to verse 11. You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. And that's what we're talking about right now, this path of life that God has made known to us and that he has all good things in store for us. You say, what about the difficult things that happen? We made this point last week, and you can write it in your notes if you take notes. Romans 8, 28. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. So even though there are tough things, they become good things because good comes from the difficult times. Nan, do you want to comment on that? Because boy, isn't that true? How good can come out of even hurtful circumstances.
I've faced some things in life that were not pleasant.
Right.
And in the midst of that, I'm not going to say I handled everything perfectly because I didn't.
Well, none of us ever really do.
You know, because I am human.
Right.
But for the most part, I greatly spiritually grew through those tough times of believing God to move in those situations,
right,
which he did.
Yes.
And I saw him move. I had faith, believed, and he did. You know, but I think it draws us closer to him as we many times face those difficult situations. And we can rely on him. You know, I'm reminded of footsteps in the sand, and we're at the end of the traveling. It was Jesus who was carrying me, carrying you, carrying us through the situation, and that was the footsteps that we saw in the sand.
Yes.
And that was his step.
That's
because he
his
was carrying
steps.
Us, you know?
Exactly.
And they're just awesome.
Right. Oh, and isn't it wonderful to know that when we align ourselves, I've been reading a book by Graham Cook, Coming into Alignment. Oh, so good. When we align ourselves, you know, like when your car is not aligned properly, it'll steer off in one crazy direction after another. I know I've had that happen in vehicles in the past, that all of a sudden you're put a brake on the brake and bam, your car goes off to the right or to the left. And then you get it aligned and it just stays perfectly going the right direction when you put your foot on the brakes. And in life, it's the same way. That's a metaphor for the way things are so often in life, that we just find ourselves just, you know, veering off to this side or to that side, or just stopping and just like panic stricken. We don't move at all, you know? And when we line up with the path that God has for us, I will praise thee because you counsel me and you've set before me this path of life. And so this is David writing Psalm 16, and it reminds us that what we're talking about right here in this series, Fired Up with Purpose, is that we have a plan that God has laid out for every single one of us. We just got to come into alignment with that plan. We got to get on board.
Well, you know, I mean, I see some of the things that I do now for the kingdom's sake, that if you'd have even told me 5 years ago I'd be doing those things, I would say, what?
Right.
You gotta be kidding me.
Right.
You know, but we mature as we spend time with the Lord, and we kind of, you know, grow up as we, you know, and we keep learning. It's always we can always learn until the day we pass away.
Right.
Until the day I go to heaven, basically, you know.
Exactly.
We can always learn.
Right.
But, I mean, it's exciting. It's exciting for me. I get excited when I realize some of the things he has me involved with. It's just, I just get elated about it, you know.
Well, because God's plan's the best plan.
Oh, yes.
And when we put ourselves in the right place to be walking according to that plan, and we're going to talk about specifics today of how you do that, okay? How do you put yourself in that right place? How do you get yourself kind of straightened out and get your alignment correct? How do you do that? And we're going to give you some practical suggestions. And one of those is to really be in the Word. And we're going to talk about the importance of that. Just these verses right here, if this was all we talked about today, are powerful verses that God has a plan for us. Back to verse 5 of Psalm 16. Lord, you have assigned me my portion and my cup. You have made my lot secure. In other words, God, you've got a plan. You've set it up for me. And he goes on to say the boundary lines. In other words, I'm going to stay in this framework right here of what you have for me, you know? So often we go through life and we think, oh, well, that didn't feel good. I think I'll go do that. Or I didn't like that job, or I don't like these people where I work. So I'm just going to go do this and do that. And I think we have a society right now, Nan, where people are just going from one thing to another a lot. Don't you think?
I think so. And if they're, how to say this nicely, if they're doing something somewhere and it ain't working, they do something somewhere and it isn't working.
Right,
they do something that isn't working and it isn't working. At some point, we need to look and say, what is the common denominator in all this not working? And it may be that we're trying to force to do something that is contrary to the plan that God has for us. And it won't be...
Good point.
It won't be settled. I mean, if I'm trying... Okay, I can't preach. I am not a preacher. But if I tried to preach, it wouldn't go well because I'm not anointed to be a preacher.
Okay, there you go.
You know, or a...
But you're great on the radio. You're great in a lot of other areas.
We all... There again, that's the plan for our life.
Right. Find
it. And sometimes you do need to do several things to get to that point. Now,
that's
there's nothing wrong with that.
That's true.
But there are times, you know, you maybe feel led to do something. It really wasn't God leading you. You just kind of maybe thought it, you know?
Yes. Well, that song we just did, You Love Me Anyway, by Sidewalk Prophets, I like that because regardless of the times we misstep or we get out of the perfect plan that God has for us. I mean, come on, let's be realistic. We go through life not walking in the perfect plan for a lot of time in our lives, we're not walking in the perfect plan of God. But when it's brought to our attention that we need to be seeking God to find that and realize that God loves us anyway. It's like that song said, you love me anyway, no matter what it is I'm going through. Read your poem again that God just gave you.
Okay.
Well, yeah, let's hear that again.
I love you precious child, please know that I do. I am interested in all that you encounter. I am really traveling with you.
Ooh, good.
Many a time you don't understand how I can love you with all that you've done. I am your living God Almighty.
Amen.
I love you because of my son.
Yes.
He exhibited his love for you, and I love you through his act. He gave his life for you. For your salvation, he went to bat. I love you. Always remember that. You will make it through what you face. I love you. Always remember that. You are covered by my special grace.
Oh, that's powerful. Oh, that is powerful. So God is reminding us through that poem that he just gave you that, and this isn't something you wrote at home and brought in. This just happened on the spot during that song.
Right.
I want our audience to understand that this is the anointed word from God right now for what we're talking about. And God's saying, I love you anyway. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what you're going through or how you mess up or how far away from God you've wandered. And I really am feeling this very strongly right now, Nan. There are people listening that have just been away from the things of the Lord. Maybe they stumbled on the show today. And maybe here they are listening and they're thinking, whoa, that's me you're talking about. If so, that's God who arranged for you to be listening. Mm-hmm. Because God wants to remind you that he loves you so very much. Mm-hmm. Let's go up to Psalm 13, verse 5. My eyes just landed on this as we were talking here. Psalm 13, verse 5, and here's what David says, also David writing, but I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord, for he has been good to me. If you're just now tuning in, I want you to join us on Psalm 13, verses 5 and 6. I'm reading out of the NIV. Here it is again, David's words. But I trust you. I trust in your unfailing love. And that's what that song was all about. No matter how far we've run away from God, no matter where we are right this moment, David says this, but I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord, for he has been good to me. Whoa. Praise God. So no matter what we've gone through or no matter how we've messed up, he's been good to us.
Hey, thank the Lord.
Thank God. Yes.
Thank God. You know.
Yes.
I really feel there's some people listening that are kind of making the statement, but you don't know what I've done. You don't know where I've been. Well,
right.
You're right. We don't. Unless you call in or text in or email in, we don't know. But God knows, and that's what counts. And he still loves them. And we would love them. I mean, if they were to walk in this radio station and say, I've done this, 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 we'd look at them and say, we love you. And just as we would look at them and say, we love you, so does God, even more so than we as humans can do, that he loves us. And when we grasp that principle, that he loves us regardless of where come from, I mean, that's life-changing. That's bell-ringing.
It really is bell-ringing.
That's life-changing. Because, you know, when you really grasp that,
right.
And I'm really feeling in my spirit, there's people listening either live now or at a later time, they need to get a hold and grasp that God really loves them, period.
That's what it is. And that he's good. Because how can we trust a plan that he has for our lives if we're not sure he loves us?
Right, exactly. That's true.
Or if, because the devil will come in and put the thoughts where God's going to get you for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or you're going to suffer a lot of consequences for that mess you just made.
Mm-hmm.
There are consequences to some of our actions. There
right.
really are.
Yes.
But God is not the one who puts those in motion. God is our loving Heavenly Father. Mm-hmm. We put a lot of our consequences in motion,
right.
don't we? By some of our stupidity or some of our missteps or whatever you want to call it. So the first point we want to make today is that God really does have a plan for you. No matter where you are scattered around this globe, write that down on some paper or get that down on the inside of you. God has a plan for you. And his plan is based on two things. Let's get that down too. How much he loves you and that he is good. Okay? That's coming right here from Psalm 13, 5 and 6. I'm going to read it again. but I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord, for he has been good to me. So when we really believe that God loves us and that he's good, then we can get on board with his plan for us so much better, can't we?
We can. And you've already said it in the show, spending time in the Word.
Right, that's it, right there.
Is what we need to do.
Yes.
Spending time in the Word. You know, and if people don't seem that they have time to do that, they can get, you can get the Bible on CD.
Sure.
You can download it to your phone.
Your phone.
There's all kinds of,
technologically
based means that we have now that we didn't have back when I was a teenager.
Right.
That so we can listen to that in the way to work on our car.
Yes.
I mean, in the way into work in our car or, you know, traveling or whatever people do, they can, you can use that, I call it downtime. You can
right.
use that downtime to increase your faith.
Absolutely. So let's do that. And let's go back to Psalm 16 a minute and go back to verse 11 one more time. You have made known to me the path of life. All right. David says, God, you showed me my path. Okay. Now, I declare right now that there are countless numbers of people that are listening or will listen to the show that need to hear that God will reveal the path for you. That is a positive statement. Not he might if I'm right. good enough. It's not based on your goodness. It's based on his goodness and how much he loves you.
Thank the Lord.
Woo! I know, Nan, you'd be in trouble, wouldn't
I'd be in big trouble.
You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence. You know, that's what it's all about, too. As you begin to realize God has a purpose for you, that's why this series is entitled Fired Up with Purpose. Mm-hmm. Because when you begin to realize God's purpose, he has one for you. You may be over on some other corner of the map, you know, right now with your purpose, and you may not even be anywhere near the purpose that God has for you. If you get these truths down on the inside of you, you're going to begin to desire to be in that perfect plan and purpose for your life. And when you begin to realize it's based on God's love for you and his goodness, you're going to want to get on board. That's what I declare right now in the name of Jesus. Nan, you know what we're going to do? We're going to pray right now for our listeners. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you right now in the name of Jesus. Nan and I agree, and these listeners agree right now, that you are going to make known your path of life to our listeners today in a very anointed and miraculous way. No matter what country they are in, no matter what state they are in, no matter what city or in the country or wherever they may be as they listen to this, in the future or currently, Lord, that they will understand these truths today, that it will sink down in on the inside of them, that they will realize that your plan for them is the best plan, that no matter what they've got going and no matter what they're running from, that if they run to you and get on board and come into alignment with your plan, that their lives will improve drastically. Lord, we declare this right now, that these truths will become reality in our listeners' lives, no matter where they are on this planet, that their lives will change as a result of them becoming fired up with purpose. And it's your purpose for their lives. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
I don't know about you, Nan, but I am fired up to declare this today.
Yes.
Ooh, we had a wonderful Bible study Friday night. If you're in the Tampa Bay area, we welcome you to join us. We always meet on Friday night now, and currently we are not in our own building. For a while, we are meeting temporarily at the Ramada Inn in Clearwater, which is located at 3580 Almerton Road in Clearwater. In fact, last summer, God told us to give up our building and to concentrate more on the outreach through this show and our other show that we do on Thursday nights, which we'll tell you about later. And God said to let go of all of that financial obligation and to step out in faith in greater measure with our radio outreach, and that's what we're doing. But we still have a group that meets on Friday nights. We call it the Friday Gathering, and it's at 6:30 on Friday evenings till about 8:15 or so. Bring your Bible and a notebook and come, and it's either me or Pastor Jim, my associate pastor, and sometimes it's both of us together teaching the Word. We do it in an informal style so that you can just bring your Bible and a notebook and, you know, just get on board with what we've got going, and it's always fun. And go ahead, Nan.
Well,
and
you could also bring your dinner. I know many
exactly.
times I come straight from work.
Sure.
Drop off, either we'll take something with me in the office, or most times drop off and grab something. There's a lot of eating places right around where we meet. And just kind of come in there, you know, you're able to eat, you know.
Right.
Tables are set up for the Bible study, and, you know.
There you go.
A real casual, relaxed atmosphere, and, you know.
It's interactive,
great.
It's interactive, too. I let you all talk and comment and ask questions. And I think Cindy has just joined us. Are you on the air, Cindy? Cindy, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, there you are.
Hey, Cindy.
Welcome on board, radio team member Cindy Logan from Indiana, Newcastle, Indiana. So glad that you are joining us today, Cindy. We've been talking about this path of life that God has for us. I don't know if you were able to hear the first part. Were you able to hear the poem that God gave Nan?
I've been listening, yes. All this stuff today is good stuff. It's direct right to me.
Is it?
Me that poem, I think. Yeah.
Really? Okay, then I'm going to have,
good
I was
stuff.
Wanting Nan to read it again. So this is what the third time
please.
We're reading it. But I think it's very important. And if you're saying it's for you, we want you to hear it again. Nan, let's
I
go again.
Hear it again.
Here we go.
Down inside of me.
All right, go ahead.
I love you, precious child. Please know that I do. I am interested in all that you encounter. I really am traveling with you. Many a time you don't understand how I can love you with all that you've done. I am your loving Almighty God. I love you because of my Son. He exhibited his love for you, and I love you through his act. He gave his life for you. For your salvation, he went to bat. I love you. Always remember that. You will make it through what you face. I love you. Always remember that. You are covered by my special grace.
Oh, gosh. Cindy, talk to us about that. How does that affect you, Cindy?
And I've been going through it all week long. Since last Sunday on the program, I have been fighting in my spirit with God. I have been just, I'll be honest, I've been giving him ultimatums. If it doesn't work out like this, if it doesn't work out like that, and I'm so fed up and I'm tired of it being like this.
Boy, you're just probably voicing what a lot of our audience is feeling.
Oh my goodness.
In their lives.
I've been really feeling it. Really,
yeah.
Really feeling it this week. And things are not going as quickly as I'd like for them to. And you said a lot of it already that I've been listening to, the words from you and Nan. Job situations, I'm not happy with this, you know. There's not enough money at this job. And I'm guilty of all those things, doing it my way and saying, well, this is not working out, so I'm going to go over here and work. Well, this not working out, so I'm going to do this.
Right.
You know, I'm tired. You know, as a human being, we get tired and frustrated, and we try to do all this stuff on our own with our own will. You know, at the end of the day, you know, I still ask God, what is your plan?
Exactly.
You know, my plan isn't working. Your plan is not, you know, talking about his plan. And you just said this a few minutes ago that he will show us the plan.
Yes, he will.
But the problem I've been having this week is God has not been revealing his plan to me quickly enough.
Okay.
So each day it's been like, you know, I had this urge in my spirit to just run away. Just take off, and I'm going to move somewhere where there's a better situation for me. So, you know, then I ask him a week, you know, every day of the week, is this what you want me to do? Do you want me to go there? You know, what about this job? What about that job? You know,
right.
I did my part, you know. I put my application in. I had the interview. You know, what about all those times that I tithe. You know, I did my
right.
part.
Yes.
I give you what you asked me to do. I'm on the radio show for you and for the people.
Right.
You know, so it's kind of like I do all this stuff, God, I know you want me to do, but...
You're arguing your case, right?
I'm arguing my case to him all week long. It's been like that.
You know what?
So I'm waiting for...
Guess what?
What?
That's okay.
What?
It's okay that you're doing that. In fact, and I'm trying to find it here real quick, there is a place in the book of Isaiah that says, argue your case. It says
well,
that very thing.
You know?
And there's
it's
nothing
wrong.
Wrong. There's nothing wrong with what you're doing, and I hope our audience hears that, because God expects us. You know, he says, call unto me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you know not. That is Jeremiah 33:3. And I can't find it right this minute, but I probably will at some point here. There is a verse in Isaiah that says, argue your case before me. Let me hear what you have to say, okay? And I think it's very interesting that you brought this up, Cindy, because I think a lot of times people think that people in ministry don't ever have any issues and don't have any need to argue our case before God. But you know what? You're doing exactly the right thing. And I hope that there are people out there listening and that will listen in the future that will take this moment and say, okay, I'm going to argue my case before God. I'm going to say, God, here's what I feel. And here's what, I don't have this, I don't have enough money to pay this, whatever. Argue your case. And in fact, Jesus said, ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and you'll find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. That I know where it is. That's in Matthew 7. And I tell you, if we will do that, ask, seek, and knock, okay? And, you know, what's interesting is A-S-K, ask, seek, and knock, it all stands for ask anyway. So if we look at what God wants to do for us, and we may not see it right now in the natural. That's what I'm hearing you say, Cindy. It's not happening quick enough. God, where are you? But, you know, I've learned through life, and I guess I'm a little bit older than you, but not much, haha, that... God's timing is the best timing, just like God's plan is the best plan. But it's us that have a hard time with that. Go ahead, Cindy, comment on that.
And I understand that. I really do, because he showed me time and time and again when I'm on the right path.
Right.
This is the plan. And in saying all that, I do want to say this. Today, he, of all days, today. Has shown me a little bit of his plan.
Woo.
A little bit of the answer to the prayers I've been putting out. A little bit of it's okay, and the form really hit home, that I'm going to be fine through all of this. Yes, I'm going through these trials, but I'm still going to be fine when it's all said and done. And he has shown me today some of the path that he's put me on and some of the direction as to what he's doing. So it gave me confidence, and
praise
it gave
God.
Me relief. It gave me peace.
Amen.
You know, I was able to say, okay, all right, I'll chill out for a while, and we'll just take this one day at a time.
Okay,
see what you're going to do.
So that's the next thing.
Arguing my case, he has come back and said, okay, just chill out. I got this. You're on the right path. I'm still working. But here's a little tidbit of what's going on, just to give you some comfort and peace.
Okay, and do you see?
Cool.
Yeah, and do you see how that makes you feel? He brought peace.
Wonderful.
When you said, "All right, I'm going to be willing to be on your plan." I'm just telling you, I'm a little frustrated right now. It's okay to say that to God. There is a verse when you were saying this. It reminds me of a verse in Psalm. I believe it's 119. I'm going to turn there real quick and see if I can find it, because I love this verse because it is so reality for all of us. And you know what? This is how it goes sometimes. Okay, I'm not looking right at it, but here's what it says. When my anxious thoughts multiply within me. When. Not if they do. Oh, we know they're going to. We're human, right? And basically it says, when my anxious thoughts multiply within me, then I trust you. And really, that's all we can do, Cindy. That's all we can do. We realize we're going to have anxious thoughts. We live in human body, and we live in a real world of frustrations and anxieties and lack and problems and disappointments. And, oh, man, we live in the real world. We are not in this ministry setting ourselves up as people who have it all together and everything is always perfect for us. In fact, it's just the opposite. And Cindy, Nan, God has just given Nan another poem, and I probably would imagine it's for you and also for all of us. Go ahead, Nan.
That's exactly what it is. And
go
folks,
ahead.
This is not planned. This
no,
is just the way God works.
It's not.
Cindy, this is a poem that he just inspired for you. And like Pastor said, I believe it's for many, many people who are listening. I love you. I love you, precious child. Please know that I do. I am interested in all that you encounter. I am really traveling with you.
Yes.
Many a time you don't understand how I can love you. I'm on the wrong poem.
That's the one you said before.
That's the one I said before. Yes, too. Sorry. Yeah, the one that was just inspired for you is called I Am in Control.
I Am in Control. Oh, okay. That's a nice title.
Here we go.
Go.
Cindy, I am pleased with you. Trust me. Believe that I'm in control. You will make it through all of your difficulties. You are the one who I make whole.
Ooh.
You have searched what to do. You have called with diligence to me. You will make it. I will lead you. I want you to, of this principle, really see. I will love you. I will bring what you need to have. Watch me move. Have faith in your heart. I am working all things together for your good. I am involved with it all. Of it, I'm a part. You will be okay. You will see. You are walking in my will for your life. I do have a plan for you, precious one. I will be. You will be freed from your strife. I love you.
Oh, my. Let's get this woo! Song in. And Cindy, you and...
Freed from strife.
Woo! All right. We're going to have Nan read it again after this song. It is Banner of Love by the group Illuminati.
There's a fight between my heart and soul. When my pride tries to take control, it's hard to see what I was meant to be. And we are living in a world without a cause. And there's a need that seems impossible. But I can't hear, I hear you calling me to raise a banner of love up high in these city streets. One hope for all the world to see. Be my banner of love. This love is a burning flame. One voice crying out your name. You're my banner of love. You're my banner of love. And only you can see my destiny. Only you can be the strength I need. 'Cause my life is yours. Be your love.
Praise God. One voice crying out your name. You're our banner of love, mighty God, and we want to raise it high in the city streets. Woo! We want to be that banner of love. We want to show the world who you really are, mighty God. Praise God. I love that song. Nan, before we get Cindy's comment, I want you to read the poem that God just gave you. This, is this the second one now?
Yeah.
And the second one.
I'm in control.
I'm in control. And for Cindy and others out there scattered around the globe, go ahead.
Cindy, I am pleased with you. Trust me. Believe that I'm in control. You will make it through your difficulties. You are the one who I make whole. You have searched what to do. You have called with diligence to me. You will make it. I will lead you. I want you to, of this principle, really see. I will bring what you need to have. Watch me move. Have faith in your heart. I will work all things together for your good. I am involved with it all. Of it, I am a part. You will be okay. You will see. You are walking in my will for your life. I do have a plan for you, precious one. You will be freed from your strife. I love you.
Oh, that's so good. Cindy, do you have a comment on
that's
that?
Good stuff.
And Nan will send that to you. She will email that to you. And the
I
first
really
one also.
I appreciate it if you would.
Because yes. This Absolutely. Is the prophetic word from God. That's what this is.
That is prophetic, yes. And that is amazing. And it's what I needed from God today. Like I said, he gave me an inkling this morning that I'm on track. And he's just, how can I not shout with joy now? He
right.
just told me I will be freed from my strife.
Right.
In other words, this too shall pass. This too shall pass. And, you know, friends and family have been telling me that all week long, couple weeks now. Hang in there.
Right.
Don't give up. Don't
right.
throw in the towel. You're going to be fine. You always come through everything that you've been through. You've always come out on top, which is true. God
right.
has seen me through the worst of times and through a lot of ugliness
right.
from me.
Yeah.
But he's never left me.
No.
He's always been there. And in the end, I always come out okay. So why should this time be any different?
That's right.
It's just, as a human, I have just been, it's the emotions that get in there
mm-hmm.
and overwhelm your faith.
It is. Yeah, it's the emotions.
The faith gets cloudy. I know the truth. I know God is in control. I know he has a plan. But when we don't see it quickly enough.
That's right.
And it's not that I'm trying to be selfish with it. This has been going on way too long now.
Right.
You know, I've been arguing with God. How much longer? How much longer?
I think your breakthrough is, it's right here. It's upon you. That's what I feel the Lord's saying. And
Go ahead. I was going to say, there was a day this week, and it was just through a song on the radio, and the Holy Spirit came on me, and I felt that. I said, woo, I'm about to get my
yes.
breakthrough.
Yes,
I
you are.
I know I'm on the verge of it.
Yes,
I'm
you are.
I'm on the verge of it.
I feel
and
it.
I just got to hang in there.
It's
a
all
a while longer.
And you know, acclaim Jeremiah 33:3, and this is what I often call God's phone number, because he says, call unto me and I will answer you and show mm-hmm. you great and mighty things which you know not. So claim that and just tell God, I'm calling to you. And listening audience, do the same, whatever circumstance you're in. If you're in a financial mess, maybe you're in bankruptcy, maybe you've lost a job or a spouse or lost somebody to death, whatever your situation is right now that's overwhelming you, the Lord would say to you today to hang in there and be strong and tell him that you intend to stick with him through everything and that you're going to learn what you need to learn through these circumstances and you're going to come out stronger for it. And that's what I feel that God is doing in you, Cindy, right now. You're going to be stronger for all of this.
Cool.
With that said, let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 1. Paul wrote this, and Pastor Jim, our associate pastor, told us Friday night that this was probably the last book that Paul wrote before he was beheaded. And Timothy was very special to him. Timothy was kind of like his son that he never had. Paul, to our knowledge, was never married or had children. But Timothy was like a son to him. And he says to Timothy here, I, Paul, am on special assignment for Christ, carrying out God's plan laid out in the message of life by Jesus. I write this to you, Timothy, the son I love so much. All the best from God and Christ be yours. And we've got to get to the point where we realize that this plan that God has for our lives is a special assignment. We jokingly referred to Jesus last week, not disrespectfully, but as Agent 008, because he was going through walls, you know, and all that. And 8 is the number for resurrection and new life. But Friday night, we said, you know what? We're special agents also. We're on special assignment. Paul told Timothy, God has special assignment for you. The number 4 in the word means worldwide evangelism. You can remember that by north, south, east, and west. So we were calling each other Friday night special agents 004, okay? And that's who we are. We're on special assignment, whatever that is. Cindy, you're on a special assignment. You're on it right now. Nan's on one. I am. We're on this life path, which is a special assignment, okay? Which Paul reminds Timothy, you're on special assignment here. I'm reading now the Message Bible, and I'm in verse 4 of 2 Timothy chapter 1, if you just joined us. Every time, Paul says, I say your name in prayer, which is practically all the time, I thank God for you, the God I worship with my whole life in the tradition of my ancestors. I miss you a lot, especially when I remember the tearful goodbye, and I look forward to a joy-packed reunion. We imagine he never did see Timothy again in this life, but of course he was reunited with him in heaven. And so Paul is saying, you are valuable to me, Timothy. I pray for you. I continually thank God for you. And Cindy, we do that with you and with each other and our listening audience. We may not meet most of them. In fact, we won't until we get to heaven. But someday I want to talk to some of these that have been a part of our faithful listening audience through the years. And I know that there will be some good reports from the things that God has taught on the air. And we are special to each other, and we need to value each other in our spiritual lives, praying for each other and reminding God how important the people in our sphere around us are. I don't know about you, but I believe, Nan, that as we pray for each other, things happen.
Things happen. I also find I feel closer to the person when I'm praying for them.
That's interesting. Okay.
I feel really that much more connected
with them.
They don't necessarily feel that.
They don't even know that you're praying. Right.
But I just feel this closeness when I'm praying with someone, or giving someone a note, or giving someone a poem, or whatever, reaching out and, you know, just praying for them, believing for their situations to change.
Well, I think this is a point. This is the third point here I want to make about this thing about being fired up with passion and purpose. When we reach out from ourselves to pray for others, like Paul is in jail here and probably just a few weeks away from being beheaded. And here he is writing these amazing books of the New Testament. Paul wrote 2/3 of the New Testament, and a lot of it was when he was in prison. What does that say? Paul was giving out of himself, of what God was doing in him, giving it out. And here we are 2,000 years later being blessed by what Paul did. And Cindy talked to us about that, because when we give of ourselves out in prayer, like Nan was saying, when we give of ourselves out of just maybe give finances to someone or buy a meal for someone, doesn't that just do something for us on the inside?
It does, and I agree with Nan. When I see the prayer requests come in from our prayer line, and I know someone needs prayer, and I pray for that person or their needs, some of those people I've never even met.
Oh, yeah, right.
And don't know. But I feel like in my spirit I can see their circumstances. I can feel their their pain, you know, and I know what they're dealing with. And I feel, and especially the ones I do know, I become a better, closer friend with that person, even though they might be miles away.
Good point.
But yes, give. There's nothing that feels better than giving something to someone else. And, you know, there's a situation that I just recently dealt with one of my children. I won't be specific, but I diligently worked in her behalf to show her how much I love her.
Yes.
And that I want to do this for you to make things okay for you.
Right.
And I made some sacrifices, and so did some others, but I felt so good the day that it came to pass.
Wow.
What she needed in her life.
Praise God.
I was so joyous. And that wasn't for me. I did that all for her, but it felt so good.
But when we do that,
to be able to do that of my heart. And
right.
I had others look at me and say, wow, you went to all that trouble. You did all that work in her behalf.
Praise God.
You're a heck of a mom for doing that. And that's how much I love my children.
Well, and that's
but
what Paul's saying here.
Them, but the giving.
Yes.
You can't
yes.
outgive.
No, you cannot.
God.
No.
For one, and feeling giving feels good. It just
Amen.
Does. And
Woo.
Standing on the principle that when you give, it will be given back to you.
Amen. Good
and
measure.
And I know the truth. In good measure, God is going to return all those deeds.
Amen.
Whether it be financial or time. Or just prayer for someone, I know that he's going to return the blessing to me tenfold.
Amen.
So, yeah.
And that
giving is good.
That's Luke 6:33. You just quoted, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over will others give unto you. As you give of yourself in prayer, finances, whatever it is. We've got a great discussion going on right here, and we're going to be back to it in just a few minutes. But we want to remind you of our prayer line that Cindy just talked about, and it's been going for many years now. It is by email, and what you do is you write, and here's the address, prayers@bohmglobal.com. BOHM, of course, stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. And you can reach me, pastor@bohmglobal.com. And it's an easy email address to remember, prayers@bohmglobal.com. We get requests every single day from a lot of people we do not know. There was a situation put on there last night, a person has brain cancer, and our whole prayer team went to bat praying for this person. People, we want to pray for you. Use the prayer line, prayers@bohmglobal.com. Betty up in Indiana and my associate, Pastor Jim here, one of them will pick up the request, send it out to our prayer team. If you want to be on the prayer team, there's no obligation. You don't have to be a part of Beacon of Hope to be on the prayer team. Just write a note to prayers@bohmglobal.com and say, I want to be on the prayer team. And give us your email address, of course, and we'll get you on there. So that is a big part of the ministry here at Beacon of Hope. I mentioned earlier the Friday gathering. That's a part. The first Sunday of every month, we have nursing home ministry at Palm Garden Nursing Home here in Clearwater at Curlew and McMullen Booth. And that's at 1:15 on the first Sunday of every month. What a blessing that is. We just love to be there. And then on Thursday nights, we have a new show. Nan, you called in on our new show this past Thursday night. That's Go Yard is the name of it, which means hit a home run. And Nan and I, Cindy, along with Robin and Ava, were at a Rays game last night, which we had an amazing, wonderful time. And we saw somebody go yard, which means hit a home run. Of course, it was on the other team, but we still won the game. So go yard means hit a home run instead of striking out in life. Thursday nights at 6:06 on the Starcom Media. It's on at 5 o'clock Eastern on Thursdays. And it's an hour show with me, Mama Mac, that's my other name, and Dr. Angel Falzone, PhD, licensed mental health counselor, who's part of our ministry. You called in Thursday. It's a life coaching show. Does that help you?
Oh, most definitely.
It's a cool show.
I mean, it's like, I look at it as free counseling.
That is. It sure is.
If you go to someone, you know, you're going to pay a lot of money.
Right.
Well, there's co-pays, you know, so maybe a lower amount, but you're going to be paying typically to go.
It really is.
But you can call in.
Right.
With questions that relate to the subject matter.
Right.
And get an answer from
a doctor,
professional doctor.
A professional doctor who has her PhD. I mean, how cool is that?
That's Thursday nights at 6:06 on a Tantalk Network and 5 o'clock on Eastern Standard Time. These are Eastern Standard Times on the Starcom Media Network. All right, we got to go to a commercial, a couple commercials here real quick. Yes, we will.
Emily Arena.
There we go.
Bette Midler. She's back with one more for the road. Reserve seats on sale now at LiveNation.com and Ticketmaster Outlets. Every ticket purchased online includes a copy of her new CD, It's the Girls.